So our theme today is the body knows. I don't have to tell you all, but I don't know about your experience, but I know that I've gone through most of my life barely conscious that I have a body at all. There's so much going on up here all the time in my head, and it gets really loud up there. And so that's where I focus the great bulk of my attention. And it's only been in recent years as I've started a yoga practice that I realized that there were a bunch of things that my body had been trying to tell me, but I hadn't been listening. And for those of us committed to service, you know, all those hours that we focus on care of others and making the world a better place takes a toll on our bodies. And I'm super conscious of the fact that in the last year, all those hours sitting in chairs and staring at screens has taken an additional toll on our bodies. I think that a lot of what people call Zoom fatigue is the suffering of our bodies. And when we ignore the messages that our bodies put out for too long, the body may turn up the volume and until it can't be drowned out anymore. And at that point, sometimes that can mean that a very serious health problem has emerged. And it's much better to have a regular practice that helps you pay attention to what it is that your body has to say. As you tune into your body, you may notice all sorts of things where you might be holding some tension or where there is some pain or malfunction or where you could use some self-care or some body work. This is the one and only body that we're going to have for this life. It's better to attend to it along the way. Body awareness is probably the simplest of all mindfulness practices. Your body is a doorway to mindfulness because it's always, your body's always in the present moment. So bringing your attention to it automatically brings us into the now, into the present moment. So let's practice today with a focus on the body and see what we might notice. At the start, if you want, I invite you to turn off your Zoom video and to settle into a comfortable seated position. And I'd like to begin with a few stretches. I'm gonna walk us through a few stretches just sitting in a chair or wherever we're sitting, but know that only do hear what your body wants to do. If there's a moment where what your body wants says it wants to do and what I'm telling you to do, listen to your body, not to me. But let's start with a few spinal flexes where we're going to be rocking the pelvis forward and back as we sit. And then when we rock our pelvis forward, we'll breathe in. And when we rock our pelvis back, we're going to breathe out. So let's rock our pelvis forward and take a deep breath in. And then back and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And let's do a couple of side bends on each side. So I invite you to lift up your left arm and lean towards the right, bend towards the right, and let's take a deep breath in and out. And now we'll put up our right arm and bend to the left, breathe in, and breathe out. Let's do one more on each side. Left arm up, bend to the right, lean in, and breathe out. And right arm up, bend to the left, breathe in, and breathe out. Okay, and then we'll do something my body loves, which is a spinal twist. We'll do that sitting. We'll do two on each side. So let's take your left hand and put it on your right knee and put your right arm on the back of your chair or wherever you're sitting, and just twist your spine gently and breathe in and breathe out. And now the other side, we'll take our right hand, put it on our left knee, our left arm behind us, twist the spine, breathe in, breathe out. And let's go back to the first side, left hand on the right knee, twist, breathe in, breathe out. And the last side, the right hand on the left knee, left arm behind us, twist, breathe in, breathe out. And lastly, at the start here, I'm going to invite us to do a little bit of deep breathing. So I'm going to invite us to take a long, deep breath in on a count of four, and then hold it for just a moment. And then we'll take a long out breath for four beats, and we'll hold that for a moment. So let's start by taking a deep breath in while I count to four. One, two, three, four, hold. And then breathe out. Four, three, two, one, hold. And breathe in. One, two, three, four, hold. And then a big out breath. Four, three, two, one, hold. Now a deep in breath. One, two, three, four, now hold it. And then a big out breath. Four, three, two, one, and hold. Great. You can just let your breath return to its normal rhythm and settle into a comfortable seated position. Sit any way that you feel it's kind of finding a middle between feeling relaxed and feeling awake. So sometimes I can sit relaxed in a position where I might be more prone to give in to feeling tired. And if I sit a little bit more upright, I'm a little bit more likely to stay awake. But whatever happens, happens. Rest your hands wherever it's comfortable. You may want to practice with your eyes closed. But if you prefer to have your eyes open, then just keep them directed downward to minimize distractions. And let's tune into our breath. And notice, how am I feeling today as this meditation begins? Today we're going to be doing a body scan. This is a mindfulness practice where we go through the entire body, one area at a time, starting at our feet and ending up at our head. The intention of the body scan is to be present with our body without wanting anything at all other than what is. The goal is to be checking in with each area of the body in a non-judgmental way. We simply feel what there is to feel. So let's begin starting with feeling our feet on the floor. Just notice. Some of you may feel the contact of your feet on the floor. Some might notice a tingling in one or both of your feet. Or you may notice that the left doesn't feel exactly like the right. You don't need to feel anything different than what is. Now moving the attention to your ankles, your lower legs, and your knees. What is here to feel? Perhaps the fabric against the skin, or some tingling or pressure. Just notice. If you notice that your attention is going somewhere else, that's totally normal. Just gently return your attention to your legs. It's not a problem at all. The mind likes to wander. That's part of being human. Now letting go of the lower legs and moving the attention to your thighs, buttocks, and hips as you sit where you're sitting. What is here to feel? Pressure? Temperature? Contact? Now then, let's move the attention to the lower trunk, the pelvis and the belly, noticing any sensations in this area. Maybe noticing the expansion and contraction as the breath moves in the belly. Then letting go and now feeling into the upper trunk, the chest area, feeling the sensations of the breath here with each inhale and exhale. And noticing the spine that keeps us upright. From here, let's move our attention into our hands, feeling the individual fingers on each hand, feeling the position of your hands. When you're ready, move your attention to your wrists and your forearms. What is here to feel? Now moving your attention to your elbows and upper arms. Noticing any sensations here? And if your mind wanders off, just gently bring it back to where we are. From here, let's move our attention to your shoulders, the back of your neck, and to your face, People can hold quite a lot of tension in these areas, in their shoulders, in their neck, around their jaw, or around their eyes. What are you noticing as you scan these areas? Breathe into any tension that you find. And notice as you exhale, how some of that tension may be let go. And now opening the awareness to the entire body again, sitting here, breathing, noticing all the sensations in our bodies and allowing them to be just as they are in this moment. Let's practice in silence for a few minutes. Just pay attention to your breath, wherever you have the easiest time feeling that. It might be in your abdomen or in your chest or in your nostrils as the air goes in and out. You can just pay attention to your breath, or you can count your breaths if that's helpful to you. And when your attention inevitably wanders, you just notice it and just gently redirect your attention back to your breath. Let's practice in silence for just a little bit. Let's take a moment and allow some gentle movement back into our bodies, like the wiggling of our fingers and toes. Stretch your body in any way that it wants. Notice what you feel and just let whatever it is be. And can we hold our bodies with a little bit of kindness and love today? I invite you to bring some kindness to your body in whatever way makes sense to you. And let's end by taking a few conscious breaths. It was wonderful to practice with you all today. I invite you, if you want, to turn your video back on. Just a few reminders, this group will meet each week until April 22nd, same time, same channel on Thursdays. You're welcome anytime that you can make it. And as I mentioned before, I'm happy to stay on afterwards to chat with any of you all about mindfulness, your practice, whatever you'd like to discuss. I'm going to share my screen for a moment, and I'm going to I think what I'm going to do is into the chat box, I'm going to put a link to a Dropbox link. I'm also email this out to you, but it's a two-page handout. And if you want to take a look at it while I talk through it, you can click on that link. On the first page is a practice for this week. And I think it's a really helpful, you know, it's very similar. It starts with the practice that we gave last week, which was finding time to pause in your day to take three conscious breaths. And in this time, this for this one, it adds to that. So the acronym is STOP. And so the S is stop. The T is take a few deep breaths. So that's what we did last week. The O is then observe. So just pause to notice your thoughts, feelings, emotions. And in particular, related to this meditation, inviting you to notice your body, where you are, how your posture is. Is there anything that your body's trying to tell you? And then the P is proceed. Proceed with something that will support you in the moment, basically saying, whatever your next step is, take your next step with intention. So that's a practice I invite you to try to find a way. You might do that at a certain time every day, or you might do that, you could set an alarm, or there's lots of ways to do that. And then on the second page is just a short little poem that I'm going to share now from David White. And this poem is called Enough. Enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to the life we have refused again and again until now. Until now. Thanks again for practicing with us today. You're welcome to depart. But again, if you'd like to hang out and chat, you're welcome to do that as well. But wonderful being with you all. Thanks for being here today.